local Prince Collins SC. But there he is. And there's another $5 if Mike Moore will pinch Bert Walker's seat.
He's done it, hasn't he?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't like to say that. There's a fair bit of pinching going on. Anyway, what have you got there, gang?
Well, I got one here. $50 if Pete Sinclair will say hello, Sailor, again.
Well, I got one here. He says, I'll give you $5 if Robin Stewart gets his hair cut.
Good idea.
Robin Stewart's
done
something funny with his hair, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has.
He's
got it
permed. I reckon that being here as we are now, you could talk to anyone in the country, couldn't you?
Yes, you could.
Any of your mates?
Where's the camera? Where's the camera?
Yeah, g'day.
G'day.
Yeah, we've actually...
Here we go.
I'd like to say hello to everyone up at the Glue Pot. Oh, yeah, g'day, you fellas.
Yeah.
You doing all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got any other ones there?
Any more? Well, I haven't got any more. You got any more? I've got one here, but it's all spelt wrong.
Oh, yeah? Must be Colin McLaughlin's.
No, that's John Kirk.
John Kirk.
Yeah. You can tell from the spelt. Oh, and here's one for $15 from a man who's going to Guatemala, and he challenges all MPs to do the same.
Oh, yeah. Where's Guatemala?
Guatemala?
Yeah, where's Guatemala?
Not really very sure. Have you got anything there, Sean?
Well, what do you mean, has she got anything there? It's a silly damn question to ask, isn't it?
That's a bit tautologist, isn't it, Wayne?
A bit what?
Tautologist.
I used to have a tautologist.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I used to put it out in it.
That's right.
I used to lay bowls of milk.
Yeah, fair enough, too.
$100 if Andy Shaw will sing Galway Bay.
No, that must be Patrick O'Hagan.
No, he doesn't know Patrick O'Hagan. He's never learned it, I don't think.
Jeez, Wayne!
Very sorry. You must have something. You know, when does the wrestling start?
Look, for the last time, there's no wrestling here. I mean, there's nobody around here in tights, are there?
Well, there are a few, but they don't look like wrestlers, do they? What do you reckon?
Well, I came here to see King Curtis and Big Bad John.
King Curtis?
Beg your pardon?
Big Bad John.
Hey, wait a second.
Yeah?
I can see a Joker having a friendly face over there.
Where's that?
That big Joker. That big Joker with that funny thing in his hand.
Yeah. He's got that thing around his neck.
Who are you talking about?
I reckon that's the one.
Gary, George, Wayne and Charlene, who should know better and should be tucked up in bed right now, I figure. Ladies and gentlemen, you might remember that earlier on, Wendy went to shave, have I got the right one? Yeah, I've got the right one, that's your one. Went to shave these guys' heads, and she's done it, right? How much money did you make, Wendy?
Oh, about $186 at the Lion Tavern, plus what's in here.
Well, you were talking with Kevin on that number, weren't you? Kevin, come on in, mate. You remember how much hair they had?
I didn't recognize them. Now, yeah, you guys had hair down to your shoulders.
Yeah, well, that was before, wasn't it? Yeah.
You feel a little lightheaded?
No, cold, eh?
How do you feel?
Very cold.
Hey, we're going to give you a test to see who has this. What do you think about these guys? Hey, we're going to judge who has the slickest head.
It's incredible, isn't it? I remember it happened last year. Some guy came to the studio and had all his hair shaved off. But that's one of the wonderful things about the spirit of telethon. You do crazy things just for 24 hours, and you do them for a really good cause. This year, the cause couldn't be better. Arthritis and rheumatism. But right now, I want to take you back to the Big Eye and see what's going on up there.
Commissioner of the RSA. Their spokesperson is to my immediate right. What exactly are you doing dressed suchly?
Oh, well, we have an entertainment group and we're part of the group.
Obviously, yes.
And we generally have a song and dance.
Right.
But for the money that we've raised, we had an evening this evening at the club rooms.
Right.
And we had a dance for $1. And
yeah.
If they touched their tails, it was
$2. $2 if they touched
their tails?
Yes. Oh, I see.
And our little fluffy tails, tonight.
Demonstrating the actual tails. Which for the touching was
$2,
which I think is rather inexpensive in this area.
That's right, but we didn't like to be too hard on them.
No, I can quite see the point of that.
Out of our the money that we've raised, we've got $142.
$142, that's yes. Fantastic. If you'd just like to place that in this green bucket, I have about my person.
And we hope that the other women's sections in the area will come and give us a donation.
I hope so too. The men are doing something too, aren't they?
Yes, and our men have raised $600 last Saturday night. We helped with that, and there's two men bringing it down later on.
What have they been doing?
Oh, we had a fancy dress.
Do you get to touch the chap's tails at all?
No, nothing like that, no.
What sort of fancy dress has been
there? Oh, there was a clown, and there was other monkeys, and there was belly dancers, and had all sorts there.
How many were there?
Oh, there was quite a crowd.
I see. And what time can we expect this other money to roll in?
Sometime, supposed to be after 12 o'clock, so with the men are waiting there.
And how much did they raise?
$600.
So that's over $1,000 altogether. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you very much. Can we go back to you, Mr. Sherry?